You know those books where the main kid becomes a better person at the end? You should. You've read about a million of them. For example, the main kid excludes another kid, and then the other kid wins some big thing like a race and becomes really popular, and then the main kid feels left out. And from this, he learns to be nice and not to exclude anyone ever again. The end. Sometimes, the main kid is already okay at the beginning of the book, but he gets even better by the end. Say the main kid kills at basketball, but by the end of the book, he learns that people who play the flute are just as good as people who kill at basketball. The end. The main kid can also learn a rule, like don't light stuff on fire. Or he can learn to keep on trying even when the going gets tough. It can be anything. The point is for the main kid to be better at the end than he was at the beginning. Would you like to know why there are so many books about becoming a better person? Because grown-ups like it when kids get better. They think it's nice. And they're right. It is nice. Unfortunately, in this book, nobody gets any better. Sorry. Nobody gets any worse, though, so that's good. Iggy, that's the main kid, also known as the hero of this book, stays pretty much the same all the way through. He learns a few things, but they aren't things that make him better. They are things about gardening supplies. But mostly, Iggy gets in trouble. He does thing one, and then thing two happens, and then, unfortunately, thing three happens too. Does he learn from the bad things he does? Does he say to himself, "Whew, that was really bad. I have learned my lesson. I'm going to stop doing that bad thing and become a better person"? No, he doesn't. Some people think that kids will learn their lesson if they experience a terrible consequence when they do something wrong. For example, if you're not supposed to climb on the roof, but you do it anyway and then fall off and break your leg, this will teach you never to climb on the roof again. This is the whole idea behind punishments. Punishments were invented for the times when you climb on the roof, but you don't end up with a broken leg. Grown-ups worry that you won't learn your lesson if there's no terrible consequence, so they make one up. That's what a punishment is. Does Iggy get punished for doing his bad things? He sure does. Do his punishments make him wish he hadn't done them? Not exactly. To tell the truth, Iggy would do them all over again in a second. Now, you are probably feeling kind of bad yourself because you're reading a book about a kid who doesn't get better. You're probably saying to yourself, "Gosh, I wish I were reading a book about a kid who plants flowers by the side of the road instead of this book about Iggy getting in a bunch of trouble." If that's how you're feeling, I have some good news for you. Even though Iggy doesn't get any better during this book, you will. By reading about the bad things Iggy does, you will learn not to do those things, and that will make you a better person. Isn't that great? To help you become a better person, I am going to make special notes after each bad thing Iggy does to remind you that A, boy, was that bad, and B, don't do that. I'll even ring a buzzer at the beginning of each note so you know when it's coming. That way, you can run and get your grown-up and say, "Listen to how this book is making me a better person." The buzzer will also make it easy for you to ignore those parts if you don't want to hear about it. Just think about something else until you hear the buzzer again. But enough about you. Let's get to the bad things Iggy does. Like most bad things, it began on a...